Emancipatory social work theory and practice. Emancipatory social work theory and practice has various roots in what has been called conflict theory, critical theory, feminist social work theory and practice, anti-oppressive theory and practice, anti-racist social work, structural social work theory, radical social work, and liberation theology. It must be noted that even within these categories, there might be a broad range of leanings and dissenting views. For example, feminist theory has subdivided into African feminism, black feminism, liberal feminism, socialist feminism, developmental feminism, radical feminism, lesbian feminism, psychoanalytic feminism, and cultural feminism. As social scientists, we fragment at our own peril. Liberation theology might take over religious standpoints, such as Islamic social work, Buddhist social work, or Christian social work, or be underscored by more unifying spiritual dimensions that address core values and principles that are aligned with those of social work. Religions have the potential to oppress or to liberate. It is the liberation potential that emancipatory approaches embrace. What the various roots of emancipatory social work have in common is understanding the structural dimensions of life and power dynamics based on intersecting social criteria and understanding and undoing oppression and/or privilege. Emancipatory social work embraces these roots, but moves beyond them to focus on liberation from the constraints of one's own thinking, recognizing the interconnectedness between individual consciousness and societal consciousness, and the importance of transforming both individual and societal consciousness directed towards deliberative, collective, emancipatory action. Central to emancipatory social work is the politicization and awakening of the self, and the development of action strategies that such awakening provides the potential for. Conventional social work, even with its more critical roots, tends to focus on issues, problems, and concerns of the people who social workers engage with. While not eschewing the importance of understanding and heightening the consciousness of people who we engage with, and adopting participatory methodologies to engage people as active agents, emancipatory social work turns the spotlight on us as professionals. The focus is on how the constraints of our own thinking and the worldviews that we hold might influence our conceptualization of people, their life challenges, the methods and strategies that we choose to use, and the goals that we aspire towards. At the heart of emancipatory social work is the understanding of multiple sources of oppression and/or privilege and working towards more just societies. Understanding oppression. Broadly, oppression refers to the subordination of some groups of persons by another, usually more dominant group of persons, and is based on intersectional social criteria such as race, sex or gender, class, sexuality, disability or ability, age, religion, ethnicity, language and nationality. These criteria intersect to influence access to power, status and resources. The relationship between the oppressor and the oppressed is a complex one, and the multifaceted dimensions of power must be considered. The dichotomy between oppressed and oppressor is often false, and oppression is often found within groups. People may also develop an attachment and fondness of their oppressors, as discussed in Fanon's thesis of loving the oppressor. Oppression, as reflected below, is based on interlinking personal, cultural, and structural factors. The awakening of self and the awakening of society. The global social work statement of ethical principles emphasizes that the self must site of awakening and politicization, and accepts a dialectal relationship between individual and societal consciousness.